We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to a special Christmas edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us in the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House, where our studio audience will be delighted by a bumper show. Plus a fine display of hubcaps and wing mirrors. Now, when I think back on what a year 1995 has been for this programme, all that comes to mind is award after award. But I'm pleased to say that Matron has granted the teams a temporary day release. So let me introduce them to you now. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And a warm seasonal welcome, please, for a lady whose name is synonymous with scoring, the very lovely Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha was telling me she went vegetarian this year. But she says she has had some pheasant and a bit of partridge this Yuletide. Perhaps you'll even enjoy a little goose. Either way, it's nice to see it back on the game. Now, since this is a Christmas special, teams, we'll need to get off to a cracking start. So while Samantha passes round the walnuts, let's play a game of celebrity misquotes. Though there have been plentiful records and articles documenting things the famous people have said during 1995, there are very few records of things they never said. In fact, if it wasn't for our tabloid newspapers, we'd have very little idea who hadn't said what at all. So, teams, with this in mind, I'd like you please to come up with some sound bites that were never uttered by people in the news during the past year. And, Barry, will you start, please?
Cedric Brown, boss of British Gas. Loads of money!
Willie.
Michelle Pfeiffer. My goodness, I'd like to get that Rushton under the mistletoe and...
Tim.
Julia Somerville. Someday my prince will come.
Great.
O.J. Simpson. Oh, great, I've been looking for those gloves.
McKenzie, my word, I'd like to get that Janet Street Porter under the mistletoe.
Fred West.
Oh, God.
No. Just wanted to frighten you, that's all.
Queen Mother. Come on, nurses, let's conga.
The artist, Damien Hirst. Whoops, sorry, Daisy.
Duchess of York. No, no, I'll pay.
Bruce Grobbelaar.
Careful, the lawyers are in.
I'm a dedicated follower of Fashionoo.
Any more? Our next round is a musical one entitled Chaz and Dave and was inspired by those evergreen Cockney favourites, Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth. In this round, I'd like you please to provide renditions of certain well-known Christmas songs or carols, but in the style of Chaz and Dave. You'll be accompanied on the piano by London's very own Colin Sell, the man behind many a West End Standard, Express, Mail, and a variety of other papers on his popular newsstand. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to start by providing a Chaz and Dave rendition of We Three Kings.
Kings of Orient are,
oi,
bearing gifts we traverse afar,
oi,
field and pound and moor and mound and honour in yonder star,
rabbit, rabbit, rabbit,
oi. Star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal, really right. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Gertrude.
Born a king on Bethlehem Plain, I come, God, I bring to crown him again. Never ever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. In a chalker, in a chalker, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy
perfect light, light, perfect light.
This could go on all bleeding night.
You and your accompaniment came adrift a bit in that one, but I'm not surprised. Not surprised with Colin Sell banging on regardless. Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to sing Alid Jones's big hit, Walking in the Air, again in the style of Chas and Dave.
Walking in the air, we're floating in a moonlit sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly, high, high, very high. We're holding very tight,
minds alight,
very tight. We're riding in the midnight blue, wallet, wallet, look at you. We're finding I can fly so high above with you.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Right across the world, the villagers go by like dreams. Rivers and the hills, the forests and the streams. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Children guys of the mouth, taken by surprise. Wallop, wallop, nobody down below believes their eyes. We're surfing in the air, we're swimming in the frozen sky. Very high in the sky, we're drifting over ice. See mountains floating by, 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 by.
Well, that was pretty festive. Let's go on now to a round called Word for Word, in which the team should take it in turns to utter words that are totally unconnected from the subject of my choosing. We had planned to call it No Connections, but our lawyers told us that this title has already been copyrighted for British Rail after privatisation. Teams, I'd like you please to exchange a series of words that have no possible link to Christmas. So, if, for example, the expressions exciting, new, and TV programme were heard, that would be perfectly okay. The opposing team should challenge if they spot a seasonal connection. Right, Tim and Willie, will you start us off, please?
Fun.
Shipwreck.
Cheap.
Lumberjack.
Paraglider.
Stoat.
Graham, challenge.
Yeah, there's a shipwreck in Sinbad the Sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So what?
So?
Well, that's a pantomime that goes on at Christmas.
It isn't?
I thought it was Arabian Nights. It wasn't a pantomime at all, was it? Sinbad.
No.
Is it not, yes, audience? Is it not? Oh, yes, it is.
Quite right.
Well, let me know if you've come to a decision. What shall I do?
Take the money. There is a shipwreck in Deep Whittington.
A challenge from the same
yes,
person.
I just challenged myself.
Yes, I'm going to uphold that.
Thank God.
Well
yes.
Done, Willie.
Oh, good.
No, not that one, the one before.
Oh. That was could you just remind us of what it was, Humph?
What was?
Your judgment.
Impeccable.
I just told you what my judgment was.
Right.
Listen, I'm absolutely suffused with the Christmas spirit, but don't push me too far. Barry and Graham, will you carry on?
Sack.
Challenge.
It's rather sad, I think, when at this time many people are made redundant at the festive tide. Like you.
I don't think compassion is a valid reason for a challenge, so carry on, Graham and Barry.
Egg. Stocking.
bikini. Reindeer. Beach.
Challenge there from Tim.
Who are you calling a beach?
Challenge from Willie.
Many Australians enjoy the Yuletide log on Bondi Beach. They all go out and they turn a turkey on the spit. Or they spit on the turkey, my friend. They're not very well behaved people. Anyway, a beach figures large in the Australian Christmas, I can tell you that.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
Right, carry on.
Yuletide.
Dormitory.
Sock.
Wet nurse.
Fungus.
Challenge.
Wet nurses use socks. It's a well-known remedy for almost any ailment in boarding schools.
Sorry, what's this got to do with Christmas exactly?
Wet nurses use socks. There is a connection at Christmas in the dormitory when excitement runs high.
I was in a boarding school for 6 years and I don't remember ever having seen a wet nurse during the whole of that time.
You dreamt about it, though, didn't you, Hump?
The next round is dedicated to the... is dedicated to the many disappointing seasonal gifts that we'll all be giving and receiving this Christmas. It's entitled Grotto. Now, the giving of presents is a practice that dates back to the very first Christmas, when three wise men arrived. In this round, I'd like one team to suggest some Christmas gifts, which they'd like Santa to bring them for Christmas, and the opposing team, in the guise of Santa and his elf, should suggest the disappointing substitute that they're likely to end up with. So, Barry and Graham, would you start us off, please, by suggesting some gifts from the Christmas lists you brought with you?
Come on, Baz.
I'd like the Beatles anthology.
What we can offer you is the I Spy Book of Insects.
I'm afraid that's the best we can do.
I speak as an elf.
And this question's for number two. Santa, what I would like is a jacuzzi.
Yes. Well, ho, ho, ho. Jacuzzi. I can let you have a tin bath and a can of beans. And the rest is up to you.
I would like...
Hello, little fellow. What a cheery... funny little shorts you have. You're a sitting duck for a deviant.
I know my own business best. I would like... We'll get a week's ballooning in the Alps.
What about an evening with Nicholas Soames?
Eric's Jay.
Well, what we do now is to go over to Tim and Willie with their list.
I'd like a video of the three tenors.
Oh, an excellent present, yes. What I can give you is a photo of 85p.
Wasn't quite what I had in mind.
Well, I would like a bearded wonder.
Yes.
I'd like a trip to Paris on Eurostar.
Well, I think with cutbacks I can give you a trip to Bart's with a urine test.
What about you, Sonny?
I'd like a suite at the Savoy.
Well, all right, I could let you have a sherbet dab in the Asda car park.
Sounds preferable to me. Little elf.
Have you come to the end of your list?
I've come to the end of my career.
Well, I wasn't going to say it. It's time now for our next round, which is called Who Gets the Sixpence? As you'll appreciate, no Yuletide celebration would be complete without the usual accompaniments of gently roasted nuts, a plump bird, and a good stuffing. Teams, the other day, while nosing about in my pantry, I came upon some of my delicious homemade Christmas pudding, a treat which is almost as celebrated as my fabled spotted dick. So if listeners will excuse us for a few moments, I shall now invite the teams to partake of my pudding. The winner will be the first person to find the lucky sixpence. Okay, teams, start eating now, please.
Very good, Humph. What do you use for fruit?
The fruit?
Mm. Any old... I can taste some fruit. There you go. One of these raisins is wandering about. If I thought it possible, I'd say it was doing aerobics. As Delia Smith.
For those listening at home, that's Colin Sell tinkering about in the background.
Have you been missing your mouthpiece for your trumpet recently, Hal?
Well, that's where it is.
Either that or several of your fillings have gone.
Have you been missing your trumpet, Hump?
Deaf aid, can
you? Can you chew a bit quicker, please? They're getting restive in town.
Oh, there's no trace of a sixpence in mine.
Nope.
No. There's a euro.
You finished him.
An emu?
I have to be honest, that was disgusting, Hump.
Well, I thought it was pretty good myself.
Signed photograph. Oh, singed photograph, sir.
And you finished, Graham?
No sixpence.
Yeah, no sixpence.
So
no,
no.
Willie, you finished?
Yeah.
No sixpence.
No.
And Barry, you finished too.
Mean old bastard.
Well, the BBC never coughed up, so I didn't see why I should. Now it's time to play a regular favourite called Sound Charades. This is adapted from an ancient Chinese game called Miming, where the object was to describe a favourite 14th century porcelain vase. Our version of this highly amusing, highly entertaining and highly witty game differs only in a few areas. The one's just after highly. And of course, in this game, the teams are permitted the use of their mouths. So, teams, I'd like you please to enact the titles of various entertainments from stage, screen or wireless, likely to be seen or heard over the Christmas period. Tim and Willie, you're going to start, and your title will shortly be broadcast to our studio audience via the luminescent magic of the laser-projected, computer-controlled hologram imager screen. While listeners at home will hear the mystery voice.
Mother Goose. Mother Goose.
Right, Barry and Graham, you'll have to try and guess what this is. Tim and Willie, is it a film, TV program, or what?
Two words, theatre.
Christmas show. We'll start now. Ready?
Yes.
Oedipus?
Yes, Mum?
Don't do that.
There's a family connection here. Mum, as in mother.
Yes.
Mm? Oedipus is mother. Oedipus indulging in a ploy that his mother didn't like.
I think it's Mother Goose.
I would have concur.
It's your turn now, Barry and Graham, and your title is now going up on the hologram images screen. And here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Queen's Speech. The Queen's Speech.
Right, what is it, Barry and Graham?
It's a TV program.
It's three words.
Begin.
Hamish, nice to have you here for Christmas. You'll have had your dinner.
Oh, well, no, Edward.
Would you like to see my hives?
Oh, how very unpleasant.
No, no, no. No, no.
Good bees.
No, no. You misconstrued.
Oh,
come down the bottom of the garden here and see my jolly swarm.
Oh, the bees, the wee
yes,
bees.
Yes, they've settled. They've settled.
Oh,
now, bless
my,
them, and they're feeding on the honey as usual, but... Oh, my. Look at her.
Oh, she's a big one, isn't she?
She's over there.
Aye.
She's got her own wee meal there.
What's that she's eating?
What? She's eating?
Aye.
That succulent fruit?
That's a very succulent-looking fruit.
Oh. Anybody comes near that, it's the fear of death in them.
Oh, that's her own fruit, then.
It's
the succulent fruit, is it?
Ah, well. You're very observant.
And you put it in yourself every day.
Anyway, come in the gazebo. I've something to show you.
Oh, well. this succulent fruit, what do you call it?
I would have thought it was obvious, Hamish.
Can I just tell you something? They always tell you on these radio shows that even if you know the answer... to sort of hedge round it a little bit,
yeah.
You know. entertain the audience. Well, forget it. Queens.
Queens.
Queen and Fruit.
Queen and Fruit. Well, there's a few of them around the building, I believe.
Pomegranate.
They call her Queenie.
We don't know it. Well, I don't know it. Bees?
What? Bees?
Is there a fruit? Is fruit relevant?
The fruit.
Very much.
Terribly,
so,
terribly relevant.
Oh, it's three words.
The Queen's melons. There must be a program.
Close.
Pursue that route.
The Queen's pear.
Pear of Queens.
Don't forget you've only got 30 seconds.
Oh.
The Queen's... what are we...
I can't believe this is happening.
Mother Gooseberry.
Does a banana come into it anyway?
No, no. Only on Channel 4.
We give up.
Oh. Give them a clue.
What's peach?
Oh, it's the Queen's peach.
I've always thought it was the Queen's... It's a Christmas message. It's not called a Queen's speech at all.
No, it is called a Christmas message. That's why we didn't get
That's
it.
That's what we...
Oh,
and with
dear.
Boom.
Oh, dear. Bad losers.
Right, it's now time for a game called Complete Carol. One of the true thrills of the festive season comes from seeing the cherubic faces of carol singers huddled together in the cold on your doorstep. And then pretending to be out. In this round, teams, I shall provide you with some interrupted lines from well-known Christmas carols or songs, which I'd like you to complete. And, Tim, we're going to start with you. Can you complete the following seasonal opening? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to...
Put your underpants on your head and pretend you're a druid.
Mother.
Have you never done that? Oh, in that case, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, how awful.
Okay, Barry, ding dong merrily on high.
Put it away, sir. We've all seen it. Come on down.
Willie, here's one for you. Willie, take your little drum with your whistle.
Stop that, madam. It's not a real whistle.
Graham, this is for you. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. And God knows why Paul Yates christened you that.
Right, here's a few for anyone to complete. Hark the Herald.
Ah, Hark the Herald Macmillan impersonation. I'm dead now.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Have you got a battery in that hearing aid?
That was jolly good. Now, our next round... Our next round is a version of an old favourite called Cheddar Gorge, which we've given a royal flavour for Christmas. We've called it The Madness of Cheddar Gorge. In Cheddar Gorge, the idea is for each team member to exchange a single word in order to make up a sentence, the object being not to complete the sentence. In this version, the idea is for team members to exchange a single word in order to make up the Queen's Christmas message to the Commonwealth.
Not the Queen's speech.
I noticed in the pub before the show that the panellists have all been practising convincing impressions of Her Majesty. For example, none of them seem to be carrying any money. Now, to ensure that the teams construct...
How long were you in the pub before the show?
To ensure that the teams construct a Queen's speech that's as close as possible to the real thing, I'll provide them each with an everyday royal expression which I'd like them to include. And Barry, your word is Commonwealth. Graham, Corgi. Willie, Greek. And Tim, Basket Case. Now remember, teams, the object is not to complete the sentence. So when you hear the magical sound of Santa's sleigh bells, it means I think a sentence has been completed. Okay, Graham, will you start, please?
My husband And
I
and
my
family
are happy to
be
Greek.
Comma. However,
I
and
my
corgi
are
truly
Greek.
Although
sometimes
the
Greeks
prefer
basket cases. Semicolon.
No, I think that was the end of a sentence, but I'm not going to waggle this stupid thing around, so... All right, I'll accept a semicolon.
Semicolon.
The
Prime Minister and
the
Greek
Corgi
went
to
Mo Meadow
and
we
all
feel
that
we
and
the
Commonwealth
should pay Greece
for
all
corgis
which
apparently
aren't
Greek.
However,
the
basket case
previously
mentioned
by
my
corgi
which
did
big
service
to
the
nation
when
I
went
to
Windsor
last
September
the 50th
anniversary
of
the
mounting
Commonwealth
conference.
Every time you do that, the reindeer gets splitting headaches.
I was going to say, that's not a verdict. That's me riding off into the night. I finished most of my Christmas shopping during that round. Well, it's nearly the end of the program, though there's just time for a seasonal round of Swanee Kazoo. They do say that the gift of music is a rare and precious thing, though I have observed that it's still a lot cheaper than the gift of a 31-inch Nikam digital stereo colour television. Teams, as a gesture of Yuletide goodwill, I'd like you please to join together on those two delightful instruments, the kazoo and the Swanee whistle, and provide for us a rendition of the traditional Christmas ballad, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Tim and Graham, I'd like you to be the Swanee whistlers, and Barry and Willie, I'd like you to operate the kazoos. You'll be accompanied on the merry organ by Colin Sell. Hold it. Tim. For 23 years, our good listeners and I have had to put up with these paltry attempts at musical expression. Surely, on this of all days, they deserve something slightly better. And they shall have it. For unbeknownst to our studio audience, I've managed to smuggle in two genuine members of my band to provide some assistance. So will you please welcome Paul Bridge on bass, Adrian McIntosh on drums. Okay, let's try and do it properly this time. Are you ready? One, two, three. You didn't know I had a trumpet secreted under the table, did you? And I'd like to thank Samantha for keeping it warm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the twin buttocks of time struggle onto the photocopier of eternity. And the tipsy secretary of fate fends off the managing director of destiny. I notice that it's the end of the show. Join us again next year for more of the same. In the meantime, from the teams, Samantha and myself, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Goodbye.
In the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue Christmas special, Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Lyttelton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The producer was John Naismith.
Time was had by all. There'll be more from Humph and the teams next year.